At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's a pleasure to be with you this Thursday afternoon. I want to get directly to our guest, Hans von Spakovsky, back with us on this Thursday. He is the Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, former FEC Commissioner as well. Hans, such a pleasure to have you. We're so grateful to talk to you today on Zoom as well as over the air, of course. Yesterday, Tulsi Gabbard takes to the podium in the press room, and this is where I hand it over to you, Hans. What did that statement that she made mean to you?
It means that one of the most dangerous events inside the executive branch of the federal government happened in our entire history, which was that intelligence reports were falsified under the direction of the president with the cooperation of the head of national intelligence, the FBI, and other high officials. Why? For political purposes, to target the incoming administration, the incoming president, and to do everything they could to handicap his administration. Look, we've had a lot of scandals in American history, but I don't think we've ever had a situation like this. It is extremely dangerous. It's the kind of thing that happens, frankly, in third world countries.
Man, you might call it a constitutional crisis. Hans von Spakovsky speaking with us. We've been threatened with those so much, but it's weird that getting Donald Trump into office has caused us to expose those on the other side, potentially. It seems to me that there is some sloppiness that took place with Obama, with the intelligence community, to allow something like this to be discovered. Unless you felt like Donald Trump would never get back into office, or if you felt like you had the deep state so on lockdown that they'd be able to protect this information, do you think they were sloppy, or maybe the people in there right now are just determined enough to get to the bottom of it?
Well, I think they were sloppy, and I think they believed that this would never be discovered, because look, it wasn't disclosed during the first term of Trump. You know, the people that he had in office obviously did not dig into the depths of the communications and other things going on. It's only now in the second term that they have actually dug into this to find this and disclose it. And let me tell you, whether or not a criminal prosecution can be done after all these years, I think that's actually kind of doubtful, even though it should have happened. But this disclosure is important because every individual who was involved in this should never, ever be allowed to hold a position in the government ever again. And they need to figure out what kind of safeguards should be put in place in law enforcement and in our intelligence agencies to make sure this can't happen again.
Hans, you bring up the point. I think we need to manage expectations across the board that this information, it seems like we're either going to we want some butts, or it's just everyone's just going to get away with everything. Like, these are the only two outcomes. The truth will probably lie somewhere in the middle of that. Do you anticipate anybody being arrested, facing jail time for what is done?
The biggest problem they've got is the statute of limitations. Most federal crimes have a 5-year statute of limitations. This all happened, remember, in end of 2016, beginning of 2017, which is more than 5 years. The way to get around that is to argue to a court that they hid it. You know, if you hide something, then that can what they call toll or stop the statute of limitations from running. The other thing they can try to claim if they want to criminally prosecute is to say that, well, it started in 2016 and 2017, but that all these different parties, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, continue to take steps to make sure this conspiracy went forward and was hidden. And therefore, it also kept the statute of limitations from running. The biggest crime they potentially face, by the way, is perjury, because, as you know, folks like Brennan testified before Congress and denied anything like this had happened. And the other potential crime is what's called obstruction of an official proceeding, which includes destroying or falsifying government documents. And the evidence is that they falsified intelligence reports. So those are the crimes they could be prosecuted for.
Is there this presidential immunity, official acts, that type of executive power extend to any of the things that Barack Obama did or that his associates did?
Yeah, folks who are hoping that Barack Obama will be criminally prosecuted, that's just not going to happen. Because remember, when Jack Smith, the special counsel, went after Donald Trump, tried to criminally prosecute him, that case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Supreme Court came back and said, presidents have immunity from criminal prosecution for actions they take within the scope of their presidential duties. Now, you can try to argue that what Obama did was not within the scope of his official duties, because it was obviously politics. But trying to argue that in a court and trying to convince a court that they should override the presumptive presidential immunity, I would figure a case like that would have almost no chance of succeeding.
We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. I want to know about if any of this were to go to trial. And what I hear you saying is that might not be the path that some of this goes down. It might be more of investigations, committee hearings, that type of thing. But if it were to go to trial, at least when the roles were reversed and Joe Biden was the president and Donald Trump was the defendant in a host of different places, it seemed like it mattered very, very much where the court case was going to be filed, the districts, the judges, right, and everything. Is the Trump administration or the Trump Department of Justice up against it as well, because these would have to be filed in D.C.? How does that work?
The answer to that, unfortunately, is yes. District of Columbia, the nation's capital, the judges are overwhelmingly Democratic appointees. The juries are overwhelmingly Democratic. I mean, I don't exaggerate if I tell you that if a Republican in this town, Republican politician is prosecuted for jaywalking, a jury in this town would love to sentence them to 5 years in prison for. If you're a Democrat and you commit the most egregious crimes, getting a Democratic jury in this town to convict you is very difficult. I know that's frustrating.
We want the truth.
It upsets people, but that's one of the problems with the District of Columbia.
Hans, I've got a couple people commenting as they're watching on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, of course, listening on 97.1 as well. Some people are suggesting that they haven't seen any evidence that the intelligence community falsified anything. They're saying they had high confidence. Another person says falsified or interpreted differently. So based on the information Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, presented yesterday, is it open to interpretation whether or not President Obama thought that that an initial report was open to interpretation?
No, I think folks are wrong about that, because what the intelligence reports that are done by the career people said was that there was no evidence that there was some kind of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. And remember, that was the crux of the claims that were made. Also, even though everyone admitted the Russians were trying to meddle in the election, the intelligence analysts also said that the Russians actually had not had the capability to actually successfully hack or otherwise change or really do anything significant or even not that significant in the election. That's what those analysts said. That's what the initial intelligence reports said. And yet all of a sudden, Clapper, the president, others said, well, I don't like that conclusion. You need to change it. They didn't have any other intelligence on which to base telling those analysts to change that. So anyone who says that, oh, this doesn't really show any wrongdoing, I'm sorry, but that's just not right.
Yeah, that's a political choice on the interpreter there. Is there evidence that was presented yesterday that suggests that Russia, because we were told that Russia had intelligence information that the government possessed that they decided to hold back, and it was damning to Hillary Clinton. Do we know anything more now who Russia would have preferred to have won that election, or who they were preparing to have won that election?
Well, I don't know who they would have preferred, but we do know that from a lot of declassified documents that foreign agents, which I'm sure included Russia, did get access to the unsecured server that she set up in a closet in her house and through which she ran all her official email communications at the State Department. She should have been prosecuted for that. Other folks who have worked for the government have been prosecuted for much lesser stupid actions like that when it comes to classified information. And it was clearly a political decision by Comey to not prosecute her for that. In fact, listen, there was a prior case years ago in which the former head of the CIA was prosecuted because he took classified materials to his home.
Right.
He entered into a plea agreement rather than have to go to court. So the idea that she couldn't be prosecuted for this, I mean, that was a political decision. It was not one based on the law and the facts.
Hans, last question before we let you go, because we've kind of established here that if everyone's holding their breath until they see all of these people in orange jumpsuits, that's not going to end well for those individuals. Is it possible that...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The revelation that we have with this new information, plus other information that is possibly to come out in addition to it, is it possible to still make a remarkable difference in how our government functions in the future, that it can still be used in a way to improve the safety, the security, and the honesty and the integrity that it exists in our intelligence agencies, our Department of Justice, without seeing those culprits sitting in a jail cell?
The answer to that is yes. And if you doubt that, just look back at history. Remember in the early 1970s, after similar revelations about bad things that our intelligence agencies had done, there were a series of hearings held in Congress that led to massive reforms of our intelligence agencies. Now, some people argue that some of those were not good, but that's an example of what ought to be done here. We need this disclosure so that we can figure out what kind of reforms need to be put in place today to make sure this doesn't happen again, that no president, I don't care which party they are, uses our intelligence agencies for political targeting.
Amen to that. Hans, I was excited that we had you on the show the day after Tulsi Gabbard's comments at the White House. Thank you for being here with us today. We're going to be bringing it up. Russia is what we've been talking about the whole time we've been talking. It's been a decade.
Right.
It's been pretty crazy. Thanks for being with us here today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Bye-bye. Hans von Spakovsky is the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, former FEC commissioner and DOJ lawyer. He also is host of Case in Point, the legal show for regular people, which is basically what we try to have him do here. It's great to have Hans back. All right, let's take a quick break. I want to kind of discuss this YouTube poll today. People are questioning if Russiagate or the Epstein story are cover-ups at all. Are they cover-ups for each other? A lot of political angling going on around. It's interesting to see who has an elected position of power who, instead of talking about the actual issue, is talking about the idea of a cover-up. Let's discuss when we come back. Don't go away.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.